Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
So, you just rooted your jumper out of the back of the cupboard when you realise there's a few holes in it. But don't chuck it out. Kim O'Driscoll is founder of the Prolong Project, where she teaches people how to fix garments that might need a bit of love. Good afternoon, Kim.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Are these skills all but gone now? Darning and the like.
Yeah, well, I suppose it used to be a thing that everyone would learn in school, and now it's just not as common. I actually teach once a week in a school doing sewing and upcycling, but what I've started doing is I offer mending as a service for people, so people can send me their jumpers. But ultimately, I really just want there to be less textile waste, so the more people that learn the skill, the better.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, and I suppose it seems might seem bizarre to many people listening that kids are being taught to sew, whereas kind of maybe a couple of decades ago was a thing you just automatically learnt. In fairness, women automatically learnt, but maybe often at times men too.
Yeah, like it was definitely compulsory before it was a way of women getting work as well. Like they would have become domestic servants and stuff. There's some lovely textile samplers in the National Museum here as well from kids as young as 5 doing it. But I think in Ireland, the boys would have done it a little bit as well, maybe more so than other countries like in the UK where they kind of had boarding schools and industrial schools set up just for girls to learn darning. But it's definitely a skill that should be for everyone.
Yeah. And if someone has just taken jumpers out of the cupboard and found moth holes, is it relatively easy to darn those holes in a way that you won't see it's a darned hole?
Yeah, definitely. So darning is kind of the technique of filling in the gap. And there is an invisible way of doing it as long as you can get the right yarn to colour match it. And sometimes it's difficult when it's a cashmere piece or when it's a jumper that's maybe faded over time. But in general, I'm usually able to colour match it quite closely.
Yeah.
And then there's a kind of general technique. A lot of more people are getting into visible mending and kind of making a feature out of it. People would give me jumpers from maybe they found in a charity shop that had a hole in it, but it's a really nice woolen jumper. And they like having maybe a different colour as a feature or a little pattern put into it.
I love
doing those as well, yeah.
Yeah, so if there's a hole, you could make it into a little star, for instance, or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's a novel idea. If somebody just takes out their jumper and, they bought it on Shein or something and has a hole in it, is that worth fixing? I know that's a terrible question to ask, given fast yeah. fashion and landfill and all that.
Yeah, to be honest, no one's asked me yet. No one's brave enough. Yeah. No, but I think because it is made with, they're made of plastic and there's lots of toxic chemicals in them. I was in a school doing a workshop and one of the girls brought in an order that they'd gotten from Shein, and we opened the bag in the room and the room just filled up with the smell of chemicals. It is so strong. I would avoid at all costs, but then you want to keep it out of landfill as well, so it's a difficult one.
Yeah.
If someone does bring me a fast fashion item, I am happy to repair it. I think the more with Shein, it's questionable with the toxic levels of their fabric.
Oh gosh. Yeah, one of our listeners came to text in to say, my grandchildren aged up to 10 have no idea what sewing is. So when you go into schools and teach sewing, you're basically starting from scratch. Is it kind of this is what a needle is?
Yeah, a lot of kids, I might be in a school for an hour doing a workshop. I run workshops. I work for Education for Sustainability. So we teach kind of fast fashion workshops. And yeah, sometimes I bring them in a little patch to sew on or little buttons. But yeah, when it's a kid, when it's a classroom of like 40 kids and I'm trying to teach them all one by one, it's rare that there's even one kid able to do it, which is sad. But,
oh God, that is sad. Yeah. Somebody else wants to know, is it worth mending socks? Because that's something people used to do back in the day.
Yeah, I think if it's a labour of love really for socks, because a lot of socks are made with quite fine stitches these days, maybe with cotton and quite small. So it does take a long time to darn those. If it's a chunkier kind of woolly sock, it's definitely worth saving because it's a bit quicker to mend those. But I would darn all my socks.
Do you?
Whether you have the, yeah. want to yeah. have the patience for them.
because I get the sense that a lot of socks now, they're so kind of fine and flimsy now, they almost want you to throw them out when you get a hole.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're not made as much to last, like with anything these days, it's not made to last as much. But wool socks, and like if it's a woolly house sock, they can wear away quite easily as well as the nature of them. But socks are a difficult one because you do kind of need nylon in them sometimes to keep them going a bit longer. But yeah, they should be a bit more chunky, I think.
And colour matching things and getting threading and getting fibres and wool, are they relatively easy to source still? Because, you know, they're even those kind of haberdashery shops aren't as common anymore.
Yeah, there's kind of a limited amount of colours. Like, you can get the little cards with little swatches on them. But part of why I started doing this as well is I've kind of been a knitter and kind of worked for different knitwear companies for years. So I had all these scraps that I wasn't using. So I use a lot of those for repair things. And I'm based out of Change Clothes in Dublin 8 now. It's like a textile reuse hub. So my studio, like desk space, is there. And they have a really good thing on from Thursday to Sundays. It's like a scrap store.
Oh.
So you can fill a bag up for €5. You can fill it with threads, yarn, anything you need, like little patches to repair stuff. So it's brilliant. You don't have to go buy a whole ball of wool if you just need to mend like a little hole.
Well, that's seriously handy. Kim, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Kim O'Driscoll there, founder of the Prolong Project.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.